Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher, Weekend Chefs in the City. Today we're tackling the issue of holiday evenings out on the town and also holiday gift giving with a food flair. Joining me are my co-hosts and WOSU restaurant bloggers, Steve Stover. Welcome again, Steve.
Good morning.
Also, Rich Terapak. Welcome again.
Thank you, Ann.
And joining us as well is executive chef and co-owner of G. Michael's Bistro and Bar in German Village, David Tetzloff. Welcome.
Thank you.
G. Michael's, it's been a special occasion destination, and for a lot of people, an every night destination as often as they can get there, for more than 18 years. And I was kind of, I'm not shocked in a bad way, I'm shocked in a happy way, but what's the secret? That's a long time.
Well, I think we stay pretty consistent with both the food and our servers. So we've really been able to establish a nice rapport with our guests. Our servers are really, really, really talented at how they deal with the guests, keep them coming back feeling really welcome. And the food we keep kind of in that low country vein and keep it consistent and hope is always, you know, good for the diner to enjoy.
I like the atmosphere. It always feels festive in there year round.
Yeah, the bar is, I mean, the bar is always hopping. Happy hour is a really fun time to be there.
Yeah, it's nice a happening place.
Yeah, and you have to walk through the bar to get to the dining table. So,
so you're
in a good mood by the time.
By
yeah,
that, right?
Exactly.
People are
yeah.
always having a good time. It's one of the top one or two happy hours in town. Yeah. And Rich and I know
that. And our friends.
Voice of experience over
We're
here.
Doing a happy hour thing. We've been to at least a dozen. And,
well, it's
oh, that's right.
And instead of the blue hair special, this is the
this is not
baby
the
boomers.
Blue hair, right.
Blue hair special, you go for
I would say yuppies, but I'm not sure they're still
No, I think we're qualified. All grown up and getting ready for Social Security. So
ready.
So, David, what's the holiday menu? What do you look for? What are you shooting for?
You mean in terms of like Christmas and New Year's
yeah.
in the restaurant?
And just the season. Does it what changes?
We start to make everything a little bit richer, a little bit darker. You know, the springtime color is obviously gone, so the lightness is gone. So we start working with braises. You know, right now is a lamb shank that we braise for 6 or 7 hours, get it nice and tender. We use winter squashes, pumpkins, delicata squashes I'm getting from a local Amish guy still. And then in terms of
You're getting
of
good remarks on the rabbit ragu? Is that what is
What's
it?
That?
The rabbit ragu?
The rabbit ragu is almost like a take on a... Almost take on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because we do a stuffing in the center. We cook the rabbit down with some sherry and a bunch of vegetables and herbs.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of spinach on top, a little cranberry cream cheese or cranberry goat cheese up on top of
oh,
that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
That
sounds
again,
like
why
nice
do we
mix,
do the show at 11?
Yeah.
Right. You can come in and eat.
Who's buying lunch today? That's all I want to say.
On location at G. Michael's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you, David.
But yeah. I mean, for us, it's just trying to stay, you know, and of course, we're in Ohio in December and January, so you run out of vegetables. So, you know, cabbages play a big role, cauliflower, all the hearty vegetables, and then all the hearty kind of rich flavors. So less vinaigrettes, more cream and butter, you know.
A lot of Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brussels sprouts are back on. So.
Right. You're listening to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. We're talking about holiday fare today. If you have a favorite place you go at the holidays, doesn't have to be on Christmas or New Year's or some, you know, on the day, but around the holidays, share your idea, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org, and you can check out the Facebook page and post your idea there. And if you have questions, you're certainly welcome to ask them as well. Our guest, David Tetzloff, executive chef and co-owner of G. Michael's Bistro and Bar. Also with us, Rich Terapak and Steve Stover, our WSU food critics and my co-hosts.
David, the economy seems to be getting better. Are businesses and corporations spending money on holiday parties again?
Like they used to?
Yeah. Not like they used to. I wouldn't say like they used to. But we have certainly seen an uptick in the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really – I mean, obviously 2008 was when everything kind of fell
Died.
Apart for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then 2009, 10, 11 started to pick back up. But in the last few years, we've done much better with holiday parties. As a matter of fact, we had our holiday party season started already. We had one last night, and we had one on Wednesday night as well. So we're starting to book up. So it's nice. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let us know the businesses so we can, you know, ingratiate ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. And then are there – what about the holidays? Are you open on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. We're open on New Year's Eve. We're open on Christmas Eve, closed on Christmas Day. New Year's Eve always one of the biggest nights of the year. You get a lot of people coming in for the first time, and you get some repeat people coming back. So it's kind of an interesting crowd of who you get. So like we said, some people want to get out early for parties. Some people want to stay late and celebrate. So it's always always a different night, but it's always busy. And we book up, like most restaurants, I'd say we book up fairly early.
Yeah.
Book ahead
right.
for New Year's and holidays and... And
how much ahead, David, do you think next week is not too soon?
Next week is certainly not too soon. If you're getting towards the 15th or maybe 20th, you're probably getting too late, at least for the times you might want.
Right.
You know, if you're getting later than that, people start shuffling you into what times they might have open. You know,
right.
So if you want an 8 o'clock, you're probably out of luck, but they might be able to put you in at 9, 9:30.
It's the biggest day, you said, except for Valentine's Day or right up there with Valentine's
for
Day?
For us, it's New Year's Eve, and then Valentine's Day is a close second.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, your customer is a little bit different. They're not – the check average is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
On New Year's Eve, people tend to go out and celebrate a little bit heavier. Might indulge in a better bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Might indulge in some better appetizers. We always put a big steak on the menu.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is always a little bit more, you know, certainly more intimate, and always just, you know, Valentine's night is a full night of two tops, so it's deuces all night long. Whereas on New Year's Eve, you get some parties of eight or ten who are going to come in and really spend some money.
Yeah.
Good. What was my question?
I wanted to ask about how people should, and how people should time themselves on New Year's Eve when they talk about a 7 or 8 or 9. Should they ask when they're booking, how long can we stay there? Are there going to be limits on how long you can stay at your table? Some people want to stay through the night, like you said.
From our standpoint, the goal is to never. You never want to rush a customer out. You want to make them feel like they're staying too long. So we budget in a turn time per se, but on New Year's Eve, it's, we would probably think about an hour and a half, 90 mm-hmm. minutes or so on mm-hmm. a turn time between 60 and 90.
That's short.
Yeah.
And fine dining.
For larger parties, obviously extend it out. For smaller parties, they can move pretty quick. And, I think we understand, we've been doing it long enough that towards the end of the night, those 9 o'clocks, you're not going to get that table back. So if you're there at 9 and want to stay till midnight,
So when we come in for happy hour, we got to get out.
Right. Happy hour, you're probably going to get moved along.
That's why they put us on the sidewalk, Rich.
We can open up the patio for you. It might be chilly.
Thank goodness for the patios these days.
Bring your own heater.
Get rid of the riffraff.
To what do you attribute the fact that you have so many regulars? I mean, other restaurants, there's some regulars, but among all the Columbus restaurants, you seem to have the most regular clientele.
Well, I mean, at the heart of it, to me, it's the fact that we're really a neighborhood mm-hmm. restaurant. And German Village has been really good to us. We have great friends in the village and great supporters, and they're really our bread and butter. And then our regular customers, my wife's from Bexley, so we have kind of an inn in the Bexley area, which has always been nice. They've always been very supportive. But I think it's Jeff at the door and it's the servers on the floor. And
same people.
Everyone just establishes that relationship and keeps them, it's so nice when you have familiarity with your guests.
Right.
And I think it's the reciprocals true also.
Yeah.
So.
Dare I say people be warned about parking?
Well, our valets do a pretty good job.
Okay.
So I would say the village can be tough to park in, but our valets have their spots, and we have access to other parking lots.
You have a parking lot.
We do have
a
parking lot,
but still, better than most.
Yeah. The valets park in there.
You can get 9 in there?
We usually can fit 8, and then occasionally we'll use the parking lots next to us. So
I've got a friend who will rent out his driveway.
It could be lucrative for him.
The McDonald's.
So when people go, they should think about, it's people who don't get out a lot. I mean, they should be having a conversation with the booker, shouldn't they? I mean, when they're booking, how much time they want to spend, what they want to do. Is that okay? I mean, sometimes people think they got to call up and ask for their seats and that's it.
I think it's a nice touch if you do. I don't know if it's necessary. We've been in the business long enough that you kind of know what to expect.
Okay.
For people who go out, maybe not so often, and they want to have a nice slow paced dining, that's, you kind of present that to your server at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time, enjoy it. We're not going to rush you out, and no restaurant should rush you out. So sit back, relax, enjoy, have a good meal. And, then if you're going to go out and party on New Year's Eve.
For those special nights, do you require, the New York kind of, what's your credit card number?
We actually do take credit cards on, I think it's really just Valentine's Day, New Year's Day. I know we didn't do it on Thanksgiving this
year. New Year's Eve?
Yeah, sorry.
What do you mean take credit cards? Like
with the reservation.
Yeah. With your reservation.
Okay.
Because and then we use, I think, we'll give you a 24 or 48-hour grace period. Mm-hmm. So if you get to us within 48 hours, you know, we wouldn't, certainly wouldn't charge the credit card. But yeah, most restaurants do now.
And
yeah.
It's because of no-shows.
Yeah. And if you've booked out your restaurant and then you have, you know, 20% of them not show up.
Sure.
Because New Year's Eve is certainly not a big, and Valentine's Day too. Those aren't walk-in nights.
No.
You know, people make their plans. So if you lose those reservations, no one's really walking down the street to be like, oh, let's go check this out on New Year's Eve.
I think it's wise to do. People just ought to know that, to expect it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Right. Good idea. All right. So what are some other ideas?
Other places to go?
Right.
Well, we might have talked about it a little bit. There has been a decline in fine dining, white tablecloths. It's notable. It's not just here. It's in New York. It's in Paris, San Francisco. So that's a little bit different. I like to think of, you know, Christmas Eve as sort of either family warmth or romance, and Valentine's Day is the same. New Year's Eve is party. So it's a different kind of thing than if you're going to go out. But
Worthington Inn, for instance, would be the kind of Christmassy kind of place.
It's
almost Courier and Ives in there.
Right.
That's a good one. The Guild House.
Yeah. Refectory.
Refectory. Kamal. I think they usually – I have not checked, but they also usually serve lunch for at least a week or several weeks in December.
So all the bosses can take all their assistants out?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully staying out of trouble.
Yeah. Handshaking only.
And then there's some new places that are notable. None of them are fancy schmancy, but, well, Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse opens today. They had a soft opening last night, and it's a fairly high-end ticket. I have not seen the decor. Have you, David?
I've not been in there, no.
Usually I have my nose pressed against the window before they open. I did that at Lupo. And so that would be something new to do. Also,
will Veritas open in time?
They're hoping to. I just talked to them indirectly this week, and they closed early November.
They're downtown at Gay and High.
Gay and High on the southeast corner in the bank building.
Yeah.
They're also going to have a little bar, and the bartender. But I couldn't find a phone number today, so hopefully.
Yeah.
Keep an eye
out. So you can't make your reservation.
Or call. Right. I almost this morning called the Delaware location, but it's closed. But I could call 1808.
1808 would have it co-owned.
Service bar at Middle West Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a kind of a.
It's very casual and noisy, but festive. Watershed and Trillium. Yeah. We went to Trillium recently.
The new Elena's.
In the former Elena's. Those are some new places to go.
Yeah.
Did we mention the Guild House?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Among all the Cameron Mitchell restaurants, it's the most place to talk to other people.
I suppose M.
That's the flagship.
It's still pretty relevant. I think it's.
I wanted to ask David, where do you go when you're to go out with your honey when you're not working? What places do you like in particular?
You know what? I have two kids who are in 7th and 4th grade, so I don't get to go out quite as much as I used to. And now I just kind of keep it local, and I live in Bexley, so I go see Denver and Gene at the Top a lot just because they're really good friends.
Yeah, it's always a good vibe.
And I enjoy sitting at the bar there and having fun. And
you sing along with Sonia?
No. I do not sing very well, so I try to avoid that. I love to go up to, I still call it Restaurant Japan, but Akehana.
Uh-huh.
That's where I like to go out for sushi, and... in the summertime, Julie and I go to Milestone 229 a lot just to sit out on the patio and,
nice view.
Giuseppe's?
Yeah, the patio is gorgeous. We go to Giuseppe's, talk with Sean, the bartender there, quite a bit.
He's a great bartender.
I think that's a very festive, warm, and cozy place.
It's so family Giuseppe's? With Vesta.
Yeah, you know,
she just makes
the
it feel like
kind
you're
of
at home. Yeah. It's like Speranza at Nicholas up on Reed Road, which is another great place for the holidays. She always just makes you feel special, and Nicola will come out. And what was the other thing I just thought about? Well, Veritas and Lupo, we noted that. Well, they hope to be open in December as well. The Ricky Lopez La Tavola Mediterranean Tapas spinoff.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Okay. We'll think about it. We'll think some more. And listeners, do you have ideas? Where do you like to go for the holidays? 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We'll be right back. This is All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. My co-hosts, Steve Stover and Rich Terapak, are with me. And also with us, David Tetzloff. He's executive chef and co-owner of G. Michael's Bistro and Bar in German Village. We're talking about where to go on the holidays, whether it's the Christmas Eve or the New Year's Eve or maybe another day during this festive season. What do you think, listeners? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And if you have questions, you can join the conversation with that as well. Colleen in Canal Winchester, you're on the air. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, Ann. How are you?
Good.
I listen to you guys all the time. Love the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
My son owns a restaurant in Canal Winchester. It's called Village Wines and Bistro. And through the dispatch, they have been voted top five in wine selection, global wines. I enjoy wine myself. Tony, the bartender.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yes, it is. but they deliver the best of steak, fresh seafood, really great appetizers. And it's, you're talking about comfortable places. It's not a white linen tablecloth, but it's a very pizzazzy 60s sort of vibe to it, and it's right in the middle of downtown, old downtown Canal Winchester.
Well, Canal is hopping. What kind of, what's on the menu?
They do lamb. They do, as I said, great steak. They'll bring in walleye, blacken the salmon. They'll do some, they got really great sandwiches, and it's just a fun place for Canal Winchester.
Great.
We've got a sports bar. We've got a great coffee shop. And my son Rex, as I said, has been the owner of Village Wines now for just about a year. And the staff in there, you know, he's hired some of his fun friends as servers. So they got a good energy. It's just a great place. And really great window seats that you can look out over the town.
Tonight, that's nice.
Christmas in the Village, and they do trolley car and hay rides, and kids are up and down the street, although it's not going to be snowy.
You bring up you bring up a good point that we were talking about places that, you know, we could go on holidays and places. I was thinking of places with a view.
Yeah.
And Ann, as you know, Junipers has opened at the Smith Brothers. We haven't been there yet.
That's the rooftop.
The rooftop on the
looks like fun
building on 4th, and you can get a great view of the downtown from there. It's sort of special.
It's mostly a party space, but they do have restaurant hours. And we don't know it because we haven't been there yet. So.
But I imagine Year's might be one of those or Christmas Eve. Another place for a little downtown feel is the Keep at the Levesque, opened fairly recently. I think September was the first rollout of the restaurant. The bar's been open since the beginning of summer. It's got a great feel. You should have Sammy Davis Jr. around the corner.
I'm meeting somebody there in a few weeks. I'm looking forward to checking
Brasserie,
that out.
Brasserie, kind of to Frenchish menu.
Yeah. Junipers is open Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 10:30 p.m.
Good.
So it is.
We're going to give it a try.
Yeah. A little limited, but worth it. Yeah. Happy
hours.
5 to 10:30. So, Colleen, thanks a lot for that unbiased review.
You're a good mom.
No, you're a good mom, Colleen. Thank you so much. Sarah in Worthington, you're on the air. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I just wanted to suggest the Light of Seven Matchsticks as far as a fun place to go to grab drinks during the holidays. It's a speakeasy that's under Natalie's Coal
Fire
Grill.
That's right. Yes. Oh, yes.
And I'm meeting up with some former coworkers there next week, actually. It's just a really fun place. It's delicious drinks. It has secret menus, and it's a really cozy place. But then I also live in Old Worthington, which that's very close to Old Worthington. And so I can't pass by without saying the Worthington Inn and the Whitney House.
Whitney House. We were just there.
Have you had one of those sandwiches at Cakes and More yet?
I have not.
Is that open now?
Yeah. So,
Whitney House, you're right, Sarah, has a really nice view, too.
Yeah, just you can see the people shopping and sit in the window, and then they also have the back bar area if you just want to meet up with a couple of friends and grab a drink. So wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Good, thanks. There's another place for if you want entertainment, and I don't know what they'll have on the agenda, Copious on South High Street. Mm-hmm. They have a kind of a Rathskeller as well, usually jazz, and the restaurant upstairs is very nice. They have a huge reception hall on the third floor.
I would think for New Year's Eve they have something lined up downstairs.
Yeah. With entertainment, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. Some type of live band or something.
Yeah. 614-292-8513 is the number to call. You have ideas about where to go for the holidays when it comes to restaurants. Also, we're going to talk as well this hour about food-related gifts. So whether it's a cooking class with Steve and Rich or wine.
Or a gift certificate to G. Michaels.
Yeah, so if anybody out there has any ideas on that score, we're all ears on that score as well. 614-292-8513.
And I think we ought to also mention, Steve and I would be in big trouble if we didn't mention Spaggio's.
Absolutely.
As a special place.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. And then the wine bar.
Again, great views there, too. It's a lot of fun. Lots of windows.
We're going to the wine
avenue
bar next week.
In
the avenue, yeah. But, yes, Hubert always does a great job. And the great thing about the menu there is there's something for everybody, whether it's a pizza or mom's meatloaf. Yeah. I mean, it's just a kind of place where you can take the grandparents and the kids. And
that's Hilga's mom's recipe, actually. Mm-hmm.
By the way, have either of you or any of you checked out Little Eater yet?
I have not.
Okay, bad.
I almost got to the opening.
But you know, I didn't go to the opening, but I went there and I enjoyed it. I like the atmosphere. It's cozy and bright at the same time.
Yeah. Pictures look good. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I gotta get there.
It's very nice, and they have some nice tables for 6 to 8 people. I like that. The food is fantastic. If you tried it in the North Market, then you know. I mean, it's obviously all vegetarian, but and it's from Kira Mangini, is the owner,
the vegetable butcher.
The vegetable butcher author, right. Which is a fantastic cookbook. I'm obviously biased, but she's been very good to the station. But it was good. I enjoyed it. So highly recommend.
The one of the other vegetarian things I heard about this week, and I've read a little bit about it, is the Impossible Burger.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Impossible Burger. It's all vegetarian, no legumes, and apparently it's very good. A guy from the Ohio Restaurant Association.
So no black bean burgers is what you're saying.
No black bean, and they have it now at Bear Burger, I think.
I think you're right. Okay. Yeah. But it's an interesting thing, and it's
tell me about it a little bit.
Well, that's what I know about it, but I've been told about the price of it, which I think, you know, from a restaurant standpoint is, you know, I can get prime ground beef for, you know, a reasonable price, like $5 a pound. The Impossible Burger is like double that. Which,
wow.
You know, there must be they must have massaged a lot of technology to get the food right. Yeah. If they're not using legumes to hold that, you know, I mean, legumes are a huge thing to hold something like that together.
Right, exactly.
So I'd be interested to know what they've got in it.
Yeah, me too. I think Michael Simon has something to do with it.
Does he? Okay. Yeah. Because they also had, was it Beyond Meat? They did a burger, and that was they used a lot of beet component in it. So when you cut into it, it had a redness to it.
Oh, cool!
There's a lot of stuff interesting out there on the vegetarian and vegan side of things, which is, I think, is great.
Yeah, you know,
we try and do it at the restaurant as much as we can. Try and keep something on there for that.
Heather in Dublin's on the air, and that's exactly what she wants to talk about. Hi, Heather.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm interested in a date night restaurant where I'll be able to have a good selection of vegan options. In Dublin, I can't find anything.
Vegan.
So we're going downtown tomorrow night, and where should we go if I want a nice upscale dinner with good vegan options?
I can't remember the menu exactly, but I think there were a couple of things at the Keep that we've talked about.
Okay.
Go to G. Michael's. Right. It's downtown.
We have vegan options. You know, and the other thing you can always do is, you know, Anne was talking earlier about when you talk with the reservationist or the hostess, you know, make a comment. Let them know you're a vegan. We always try and accommodate. If someone's going to take the time to call us and let us know what their dietary needs are and how they want to dine, you know, I try and take that into effect. So if someone calls and says they're vegan, I make sure to figure out a way that we're going to make them happy. So I wouldn't be afraid also when you make phone calls for reservations to let them know that you're looking for vegan options.
Great idea. Great idea.
And you'll find David back there putting it together for you.
Yeah, we have two vegan options on the menu right now. Yeah. Or can be made vegan. Yeah.
So that's a good idea, Heather. When you call around, ask if they'll make accommodations.
Okay.
Go to G. Michael's.
Go to G. Michael's, right? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you have an idea or a question about where to eat for the holidays when you go out on the town. Let's see. Schmitz is celebrating its 50th anniversary. There's a lot of atmosphere there.
Wow, it seems like it should be older than that.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
If you would have told me that was the 50th, I would have put the over on that. So.
Yeah,
that's hard to believe because that means it was only around for 20 years before I got to town, and that's just not possible.
It seems like I've been eating those cream puffs and Bahama Mamas forever.
And you can get them at the grocery store, too. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Or from a food truck. Clintonville Wine Bistro is going to get a replacement, which is good news.
Yes.
I was disappointed that just because of the location, it was a quick place to drop by for a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But who's in?
It's Westie's.
Oh, Westie's, that's right.
So, yeah, Westie's now down on Front Street in the Brewery District with, I think, 19 large screen TVs if you want to watch the game Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's one of the
It's a good place, though. It's
one of the new small chains. Tell them, you know, they've got some other places. They've got Westie's.
Okay.
They're going to have this other one in the wine bistro. They have the pub, the Berliner Pub. And isn't there one more?
I don't know.
Berliner Pub, yeah. Westie's Branch, Biscuit and Branch.
Yeah, Biscuit and Branch.
So, which is now just Branch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So he's got four.
But he still has briskets. Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Speaking of brisket.
Wait a minute. Dirty Frank's West Broad Street location closed.
Mm-hmm. This is
hot dogs were too inexpensive.
This is good. This is a little newsy update we've got here for you, but it's going to be on the website next week at www.wosu.org/chefsofthecity.
Okay,
and we'll have. I've got two new reviews up, and Rich has one up.
Yep. Yours is getting up.
Okay,
I'm working.
I've got a couple more to. I've been trying to catch up with these places. It's almost impossible. My territory is urban territory. Right. There's a new place on South High Street I think this kid was a student of City Barbecue in Jim Boudreaux's, a place called Smoked on High. Mm-hmm. They've got an excellent brisket sandwich. They've got some good ribs. It's $7.55. You can barely find it because it's a Victorian house tucked behind two modern buildings.
And what was the other one you just did, too?
Just went to Half Pint.
Yeah.
Which is a relative of Pint. Mm-hmm. But I said there are no Half Pints on the – but it is
– It's a catchy little name.
Yeah, it's a catchy name. They've got 60 beers on draft. 6-0. And they're changing the menu all the time. It's – you know, it's a
Gastropub.
No, not a gastropub as such, but, you know, it's
a brew pub.
A brew pub kind of thing, yeah. A lot of burgers, but they got chicken options and they've got great fries, and I'm not even the fry person.
Oh. Yeah, you did mention those in the review particularly.
I have Napa up in Dublin and the old Mary Kelly's
Napa
up.
Napa Kitchen
and
Bar.
The new Cap City Diner, very upscale, new look. It opened actually in July. I've been there three or four times, and it's the same.
Do you like it, Steve?
Yeah. Okay. I no. But they do have a few new items. Of all people, Brian Hinshaw was there one time I was there. Not at the opening. I just happened to be there.
He was the main man for
a corporate executive.
Yeah. So is he working? He was checking it out?
He must have been putzing around, because this is it was a couple weeks after they opened. And
he goes
he
in
brought
there
us
for
a piece of pie. Speaking of which...
Yeah.
Cameron Mitchell Restaurants is going to do a dinner at the James Beard House in New York City. That's a very, very big deal.
They're hosting a dinner.
Yep.
It'll be based on their Ocean Prime Mitchell's Ocean Prime concept.
Mm-hmm. December 7th in New York City.
Why is it a big deal? Tell people.
Well, the James Beard House is sort of the font of cuisine in the United States in many ways. And our local Bill Glover has done a couple of James Beard dinners here. But to be able to cook a dinner at the James Beard House is sort of
it's the Mecca.
Penultimate kind of a thing. And a little birdie told me that Chef Brian Henshaw will be there.
It's a great deal for
Cameron Mitchell in Columbus.
Yeah.
Email from Leanne says the service bar at Middle West Spirits has vegan and gluten-free menu.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Thank you, Leanne.
I think you'll find gluten-free is more and more prevalent. I mean, I think everyone has a gluten-free menu anymore. That's not that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that hard anymore. Vegan, maybe not as easy, but gluten-free for sure.
Oh, I spoke with Angela Petro today. She's two caterers and Sweet Carrot. And I've been keeping in touch because she was going to open a Sweet Carrot in Worthington. And then I heard Clintonville. Look at Ann frowning.
I was bummed when they.
Well, she is going to open in January in the Polaris area, just east of I-71. And good news, there's another one coming up next year.
I guess it's near the
Carfagna's Kitchen. Yeah. So that's good news. Another Sweet Carrot and possibly a third. So,
okay.
I heard that Steve will be disappointed, but I heard from a reliable source that Michael Simon has pulled out of the Polaris project.
I didn't even know he was in Polaris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His project was going to be in Polaris.
Was it going to be another burger joint? Or?
No, I think it was going to be a.
Oh, Michael Simon. I thought you meant the guy, Jonathan Sawyer.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
David Tetzloff, why is G. Michaels named G. Michaels?
Well, one of our original partners was G. Michael Reams.
Okay.
So that was the naming. I was. Post naming concept, but they all came together, and that was the name they chose. And then
it's easy to remember.
He was involved. He was our partner until about 2010.
Okay.
And there was a picture of him somewhere in the paper or something. He's down in an
He's
island.
He's down in St. Martin. Yeah, he owns a bar in St. Martin.
He had a
really rough go of it with the storm. Yeah. And I think he's, from what I've heard from his sister, he's putting things back together.
Good.
So
good.
That'll be a good thing.
And a lot of this goes back to another fond memory of mine, the Burgundy Room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the Short North, and Ben Graham was the, was he the opening chef? Or
he
one
was
of the
our
early
second chef.
Second chef.
Yep.
And the same.
Is that the Marcella's location?
That's
now?
The Pearl location.
Yeah. Pearl location.
Same scoundrels, Jeff Benson and David Tetzloff and Michael Reams have carried on all these years.
Yeah. That was a fun experience down there in the Short North in the early 2000s.
We have an email from Elaine. She says, I was just at Juniper's last night. Yes, the view is great. Food was creative and delicious. Love the small plates. Only complaint, it's loud. Hard to have a conversation. Well, there's a lot of glass there. So it's automatically, that's just the way it is.
We've talked about it before, but Cameron, for one, says he wants all his restaurants to be loud because he's appealing to essentially a millennials and a little bit older, and they walk into a quiet restaurant and they think this is no fun.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate for those of us who have probably developed tinnitus. But,
you can have a conversation. No one's going to hear you, but you can have a conversation.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, but I like a bustling place, but I think there's something you can do with acoustics where you can have that energy and still be able to carry on a conversation. Michael's. It's that's a good example of a place that, and there's things you can do to it. But I think I haven't been to Juniper, but I've seen pictures. It looks like there's a lot of glass, and that's automatically going to create that.
Sure. How big is it?
I hate to venture a description right now. I just saw, I don't know if it was in the Dispatch or where I saw an article about it. So anyways, we will continue our conversation. Bring your ideas for holiday gifts, food-related holiday gifts, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher, Weekend Chefs in the City on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, with my co-host Steve Stover and Rich Terapak. They're our WOSU food critics. You can catch their blogs on WOSU.org/chefsinthecity. Check it out. There's new stuff all the time. We are also joined by David Tetzloff, executive chef and co-owner of G. Michael's Bistro and Bar. We're talking about holiday food, but now we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit. We're glad to hear your ideas about where to eat on the holidays, but we're also going to be talking about food-related holiday gifts. So give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And I have since learned that Juniper's is a 12,000-square-foot restaurant and event space.
That's an event space.
And don't forget Bazzi Italia on your list of holiday places to go.
Cozy.
When
and
I did
fabulous.
A romantic article about the most romantic place, surprisingly, it was there. That was one of the top five or six because it was intimate, maybe noisy, but it had a sort of a New York feel. And this was among women, interestingly.
And it's right, you know, it's tucked into that little street in Victorian
Village.
Get the
Parmesan creme brulee. Yeah.
Yeah, oh gosh, the Parmesan creme brulee. I'd say just get anything, but that's me. Oh, let's see now. We've got some calls. Savannah and Columbus, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello. Hey, I took my daughter out a couple of nights ago to an incredibly good restaurant up in the North End, Cleveland Avenue and 161 in the Consumer Square Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. It's called Pasqualoni.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was just totally blown away by the quality of the food. The experience itself was wonderful. We got there a little after 6 and we left at 10.
Wow.
Nobody rushed us out. We had our food come to us slow and easy, and we ate and drank a lot. And it was incredible. I can't recommend it highly enough.
All right. Well, thanks.
It's Italian cuisine.
It used to be another.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it is.
A gentleman that was there that would come to your table and
the wife would come to the table.
Yeah. Yep. It was Pasquale's to start.
That's Pasquale's.
Yeah. And then Pasqualoni's, I think, was the next iteration thereof. But everyone I talked to says it's incredible. Incredible Italian food. I've got two servers who swear by it.
Yeah, so. It's a different Italian cuisine because it's what is it, Puglia kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's you can get like veal meatballs there. In cream sauce.
All right,
hurt me.
Yeah, sign me up. Okay, Sven, thanks a lot for that. Let's see, John in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
Wanted to mention, you talked about Angela Petro. I read recently that she's going to be on a TV show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I think.
Oh.
Good for her.
Yeah, he was just in town.
That.
On the Food Network?
Yeah, Guy Fieri was just in town. I don't remember.
He must have done a lot of different.
Well, he was at Ray Ray's Hog Pit. I know he stopped in there. And then I haven't heard of the other ones, but if he stopped in there, that would be good for her.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, real quick, just wanted to mention on the vegan side, the table on Fifth Avenue in the Short North is incredible.
Yeah. Good idea and a nice place. Nice atmosphere there. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Pat in Worthington, you're on the air. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I was listening to your show, and I live in Worthington. I heard another listener talk about the Whitney house, but it's very good. One of my favorite places right across the street, and it's easy to remember the name. When some friends and I met the other night over there, I just said, "Harold, be thy name." It's a little bistro.
Harold's American
food.
Bistro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, love it. I had my family over there the night before Thanksgiving. We had short ribs, scallops, a bison burger, and it not only was the food good, the drink service, the service in general was very good, very accommodating. Love the place.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
I've had some good pasta there before. Thanks a lot, Pat. Okay. Holiday... Food-themed holiday gifts. Steve, you're a font.
My pick hit is the Dine Originals Columbus gift certificates. But it was only for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But from the 18th to the 25th of December, if you buy a $100 gift certificate, and I'm going to buy myself one, you get a $50 gift certificate.
What a bargain.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
So,
well, she can give the $50 away.
No. I can use it. I'm a big fan of Columbus Diner Originals.
Yeah. And you can use it for food and drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, it's a straight gift certificate. So.
Okay.
And you can use it, I think, I'm assuming, at every Diner Originals.
Of which
if you buy it through Diner Originals, you use it at one of their restaurants.
Yeah. Okay. So. Great idea.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. We talked about wines. Penzi's Spices is always a good spot for gifts.
That's not in Upper Arlington, though, is it? Or is
it's at Henderson and Kenny.
Yeah.
Near White Castle.
On the on the edge.
And,
you know, Pistachio Vera produces a lot of good pastries that they box up very nicely.
And, very pretty.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the chocolate loaf is terrific. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going all out, the pear frangipane is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Creme brulee eclair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Creme brulee eclair.
And solid.
It's just down the street from G. Michael's.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
little, come on. Sandwich cookies.
Macarons.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah. I can finally pronounce the French premier's name. It's Emmanuel Macron.
Some local places where you can either buy food or buy gifts of food. Thurn's on Greenlawn, open Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, and Saturday morning. Hams, smoked turkey, smoked trout, house-made sausages. Mom Wilson's on 23 north of Columbus.
Yeah, I've never been
Denny
there.
And Sue.
I'm always headed somewhere when
well,
I go past
you drive
it.
By. It's open in only
limited.
In hog season,
it's either May to October, October to May. It's just,
so you drive by and it'll be opening in October.
But there's good stuff there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A City Barbecue. We had a City Barbecue smoked turkey breast for Thanksgiving that was just excellent. We always go to Cream and Nuts every week for the salt and pepper cashews, which are to die for.
Oh,
and
they've got all sorts of great stuff.
The smoked almonds, and they have these little toffee things that are just disgusting.
You can get, if you're a fan, you can get your Buckeye popcorn this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cool if you're thinking about things that you're bringing, like Hostess gifts or you know, host gifts or something like that. These are things from Columbus. These are
local
stuff. So
they're great for the table.
Yeah. If you're going to try Thurn's, branch out a little bit. Their head cheeses are amazing.
Yeah.
And their Vin cheese. Both of them are really, really good.
And the breakfast sausage is probably some
at
of the
Thurn's.
Best in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's a shopping idea for the holidays, food related.
Uh-huh.
Go to the North Market. Go to Barrel and Bottle and get yourself a cocktail to warm up. And then you can cruise the area. There's a Pistachio Vera in the North Market.
Can you walk around with a cocktail?
I don't know whether you can walk around, but it's conveniently located in the center.
It would be awkward, but drink it, then go shopping.
There is something about walking around with cocktails on patios these days.
Well, now in some of the grocery stores, they have these Friday night things
they
have a cocktail
pour
a
glass
in your cart.
Walk around, yeah.
Anyway, back to the North Market. You've got Pistachio Vera, Jenny's, Omega Artisan Bakery,
Stoffs.
The new Stoffs, the new Park Street Poultry and Game. I don't know if they have broth. Remember, Anne Marie used to have a nice broth. Black Radish Creamery, North Market Spices, Little Eater. They have gift baskets.
Jenny's had it just celebrated a birthday, their eggnog. I don't know if it's eggnog and rum or eggnog, whatever it is. It's boozy. It's great.
Yeah.
Eggnog's one of my favorite flavors, but it's really hard to indulge in eggnog as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, that
just
was fantastic. just a pint or two. But they have a special in the holidays, a mm-hmm. gift special, so that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. They have a big online presence for their gifts, too.
Yeah.
Meat for your holiday table.
Mm-hmm.
Huffman's. We did a cooking class.
Yeah, we did it's Huffman's tenderloin season. They have tenderloin for $9.99 a pound.
That's so
beautifully trimmed.
They'll trim it up for you, and it's good stuff.
Where's
Huffman's?
Market.
Huffman's is in Tremont Center.
Oh yeah,
in Upper Wonderful, home area.
I'm a fan of Weiland's. My old sous chef Alexis there is the head butcher.
Nice wine selection there.
A lot of prepared foods.
Hills Market.
If you want,
I was just up there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, wine gifts, as you say, mm-hmm. continue to be popular.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great thing to get a knowledgeable person. I think it's always helpful to have somebody there to help you pick out what are you having for dinner. Mike Wilson used to always be fantastic about
from
that.
From McLaren's,
Spaggio Cellars, Twisted Vine on Fifth Avenue.
House
Gentiles,
Wine in Worthington.
House Wine, mm-hmm. Hausfrau Haven down mm-hmm. in German Village. What's her name?
Faye.
Faye. And Steve Hamm has been working there, making an occasional appearance down there. And, of course, Spirits, you've got Middle West and
Watershed.
So
well,
many choices.
Gift, idea.
Such heaven these days to just sit and talk about what your options are.
Well, Watershed has that old fashioned. They have a bottle of pre-mixed old fashions.
Who does? Watershed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're real good. They go down too fast, but the you know, that kind of thing is nice.
I could give you a jar of my bourbon cherries that I make, and you're fixed.
I'm going to put all this stuff in a blog and put it up. Okay. It should be up by next week.
It's all the ideas.
This is the most comprehensive. I've done this list for more than 20 years.
And it's
I'll edit a little bit, but this is twice as big as the one I put up last year. So Bed Bath and Beyond for cooking.
Little Leader has gift baskets at North Market. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huffman's cooking Hills, classes. Wyland's. Rich and I teach at Franklin Park. We have a class in March 1st. I don't remember what it is. And May, we're doing a grill supper that's really nice. And then we're going to take our first venture into.
We're doing Blanquette de Veau in March. Yeah.
There's also flowers and bread. There is the Seasoned Farmhouse. Those are nice gifts for the people who love to cook in your life, to give them a special cooking class. I think that's a great idea. And with you guys, I think it'd probably be
We're at Franklin Park Conservatory.
But
it's more of a comedy routine.
Specialty coffee and tea.
There's going to be a David's tea opening in Easton for those who are like myself who are tea drinkers, and I'm actually getting excited about it. I don't shop, I buy. I make my list, I check it twice. I know who's naughty, that would be Rich, and who's nice, and I just one time I did 5 stops in 35 minutes.
Well, and the good news is it gets you away from the computer screen. I mean, you probably can order these things online from places like Jenny's does. But, get out in the neighborhood. Get out to German Village. It looks great this time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've got Village Lights coming up on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's it. Village Lights is one of the great events.
Yeah.
Email from Michelle. She says, I love the show. I just got a great gift for a throwdown class at Flowers and Bread for my sister and brother-in-law.
Yeah.
There you go, Michelle. I hope they're not listening to the show.
Yeah.
And but thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. David, any parting thoughts?
No. Get your reservations in early for New Year's. Have a good time and, come out and enjoy the food.
Yep. That's David Tutzloff. He's executive chef and co-owner of G. Michael's Bistro and Bar. What about you?
Well, again, just keep supporting these local people. That's what we're all about. Although I did try a couple of chains, but you can't keep up with those. I'll give Fuzzies another try sometime.
Okay. All right.
One bad piece of news is that Ritzy's won't be open until spring because I'm yearning for Ritzy's.
You've been talking about Ritzy's.
I've been talking about it for a year.
Yeah.
It's a traffic thing. But I echo what Rich and David said. We have so many wonderful options here in Columbus, food and restaurants. Support them. It's just we're fortunate to have such a great atmosphere.
It's tough to keep up.
It is tough to keep. Well, I've given up. I can't. Yeah. But that's what I have you guys for, the professionals. Again, David Tetzloff, executive chef and co-owner of G. Michael's Bistro and Bar. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And, of course, my co-host Steve Stover and Rich Terapak, our WOSU food critics. Check out their blogs at wosu.org/chefsinthecity. And we'll have also the shopping guide as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of great ideas. Thanks for all the great ideas from our listeners by email and by phone. And thanks, and have a very happy, happy holiday. And thanks to the Allsides staff. Producer Michael DeBonis, assistant producer Shia Lanott, Allsides interns Kyle McKinnon, Courtney Gilbert, Dan Posniak, and Martin Coleman, with video production by Rich Blue and Amber Blue. Alan DeCenzo is a composer of our theme music. Enjoy the rest of that. And have a great day. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.